Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Have you ever heard someone say, "I don't do drugs, well, only marijuana"? Earlier this year, a guy named Rudy Eugene attacked Ronald Popo near a freeway and nearly killed the man by biting, chewing, and nearly ripping off half of the older man's face. Police were called to the scene and shot the assailant to save the life of the vagrant Popo. Mr. Popo has survived, albeit with hideous injuries and scars. There was avid speculation that the assailant must have been on bath salts or some malevolent mix of drugs in order to commit such a horrendous crime. Then came the report from the lab. Within the limits of current technology by both laboratories, the statement read, "Marijuana is the only drug identified in the body of Mr. Rudy Eugene." It was only marijuana. A few months later, a mother named Catalina Klaus was arrested in Phoenix after she drove away with her 5-week-old son in a safety seat on the roof of her vehicle. The baby fell into the middle of an intersection and miraculously, I'd say, was found unharmed. The woman was booked into jail on child abuse and aggravated assault charges. What caused her to forget her baby atop her car and to arrive home before she even knew the baby was missing? Only marijuana. There is or was this myth that marijuana is a medicine, a benign drug, the panacea for every malady. It is time some real scientific research is finally being done that exposes the truth about marijuana and the effects of chronic use. Consensus exists that marijuana may be helpful in treating certain carefully defined medical conditions. An Institute of Medicine review from 1999 concludes that marijuana may be modestly effective for pain relief, appetite stimulation for people with AIDS, and control of chemotherapy, nausea, and vomiting. Like most drugs, however, it can have pernicious side effects. Let's talk about the pernicious effects. The marijuana that is commonly smoked today has much higher levels of THC. THC is what hits the nervous system and thus makes you high. Studies show that prolonged use of marijuana is addictive. In addition, at lower doses, the THC in marijuana can be sedating. In higher doses, like those found in today's joints, studies show that 20-30% of users actually discover themselves getting more anxious rather than less. Mood disorders like bipolar depression showed a high correlation with chronic marijuana use. For example, an Australian study that followed the outcomes of 1,601 students found that those who used marijuana at least once a week at ages 14 to 15 were twice as likely to develop depression 7 years later as those who had never smoked the substance, even after adjusting for other factors. Many recent studies show that marijuana exacerbates psychotic symptoms and worsens outcomes for patients already diagnosed with schizophrenia or other psychotic disorders. Using marijuana, particularly in the early teenage years, can increase the risk of developing psychosis. What should we do? I'll tell you what I think 2 weeks from now. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.